Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobo Osborne. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Samford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Osborne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foitak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Osborne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Osborne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Boone reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Boone scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Osborne moves to second. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak bunts towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Osborne moves to third. Samford moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Foytak. White moves to third. Brewer moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Osborne who is chasing the ball. Klaus reaches third base with a triple. Brewer scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. There goes Bowling. The throw from White to second, and Bowling is out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Consolo moves to third. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brewer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-1 in the game. Osborne takes first base on ball 4. House moves to second. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Samford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. House scores. Osborne moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-0 in the game. Foytak bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Osborne moves to third. Samford moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klaus moves to third. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Kaline. Klaus tags and scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boone is hit by the pitch. Maxwell moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Consolo is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brewer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Osborne strikes out. One out. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Samford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Sleater now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5. And the Tigers too. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Duke Moss now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Consolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by House for a passed ball. Consolo moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White is walked intentionally. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brewer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Samford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Samford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Duke Moss. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Aber now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Klaus bunts towards the mound. Aber fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Norm Zovchin pinch hits for Mickey Vernon. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. Pearsall scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Norm Zovchin now playing first base. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 4 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.